So those are all the exercises. There are two questions that I do want to answer, even though you may not have asked them yet. One of the questions is, why does there seem to be such a bias toward the major keys, and specifically toward C major? Well, the answer to that is simply that I happen to know the piano better than I know any other instrument. Therefore, I've organized the exercises and the file names according to what I know of musical structures. However, that question is essentially why the Relative Pitch Monster course exists as a series of files rather than a set of audio discs. Because this way, if you happen to be, say, a guitarist and you would rather start with A major, or if you happen to be a clarinetist and you want to use B flat, you can just use the files in whatever order you choose as long as you adhere to the central principles of how the course is intended to work. And once you're into the other octaves, it won't matter at all. As for the bias towards major keys versus minor keys, when I say C major, I'm actually referring to all 12 tones of the chromatic scale that happen to start on C. That includes both C major and C minor. So even though I say C major, I'm actually just referring to the key of C, and so there isn't necessarily a bias towards major or minor, and you can organize the exercises however you wish if you want to emphasize the minor sounds. The other question you may not have asked yourself is, why is there no interval spelling in this course? I understand that you resist naming the intervals to begin with, but as long as we are naming them, why aren't we spelling them as well? And the answer that I have to that is that the spelling of an interval should occur from your experience in music. If I tried to get you to spell intervals, to, for example, to memorize the fact that D and A form a perfect fifth, you'd be memorizing isolated facts, and the facts that you'd be memorizing would be sounds that sounded nothing like the sounds that you're trying to remember. So therefore, I avoid spelling, because what I believe should happen is that when you are playing music and you play a D, you should then decide, I want to play a perfect fifth. And because of your ear training abilities, your fingers or voice or whatever instrument you happen to be playing will produce the perfect fifth. And in finding it, you'll discover that it's an A. Every time you play a perfect fifth that begins on D, you will discover that it is, in fact, an A that you reach. And through your experience of music, you will discover that the spelling of a perfect fifth is D-A. You won't have to memorize it separately. You won't have to apply that abstract knowledge to your musical experience. It will grow naturally out of your musical experience. That is why I do not attempt to teach musical spelling in this audio course. Now, of course, you may have other comments, questions, thoughts, ideas, insights, reflections, what have you, that you would like to either share with me, ask me about, or simply tell me. And if so, by all means, write to me. I love to hear from you. My email address is eartraining@arufo.com, or you can visit the website, www.acousticlearning.com. I'll be happy to hear from you. And in the meantime, thank you for your interest, thank you for your support, and I hope you enjoy the Relative Pitch Monster Course.